Is the Federal Department of Homeland Security a political hostage on Capitol Hill right now? Time is running out for funding the department, as lawmakers are split over efforts to get at the White House executive orders on immigration reform. It's a matter of critical funding for Homeland Security, and in Washington, D.C., the nation's first director of Homeland Security, the former governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Ridge, says this showdown is bad news for Republicans.
I don't like to use war analogies, but I think they've chosen the wrong battlefield. The fact of the matter is I agree with my Republican colleagues that the president, once again, I think, has exceeded his constitutional authority with regard to the executive order on immigration. But I think he's been doing that rather regularly, starting with multiple changes to Obamacare, executive orders changing minimum wage and other regulations within the federal government. So there's no doubt in my mind my colleagues on the Hill, my Republican colleagues, are right. But I don't think you take that battle, you fight that effort, you challenge the president on the backs of the paychecks of the men and women who go to work every day at Homeland Security. I just think it's you've chosen the wrong forum to vet not only your opposition, but that doesn't change anything. What will change something, I believe, are a series of bills you send to the president about legislation and engage the broader public on the real issue, and that is immigration reform.
Thinking about the department and the many heroic men and women who work in the Department of Homeland Security, is this an agency that's too big to fail and that some lawmakers really need to remember that?
What my friends in Congress forget, these are men and women with families and obligations. They are also men and women with families and obligations that go to work every day being part of our effort to make America safer and secure. And why would you try to send a message to the President of the United States on the backs of the folks who have bills to pay just like you do, members of Congress? I just think that we ought to use the old-fashioned way. You are legislators. We control both chambers of the Congress of the United States. Let's engage the President in a legislative way, and let's take the issue to the substance of immigration reform, not just simply challenging the president's executive order.
What's the message to border security agents in Homeland Security who are maybe being told that nothing's really going to change here because no essential workers are affected?
Well, I think the message is that we give you it's cheap praise, it's false flattery to give speeches and thank the men and women who serve so valiantly, and at the same time not just give them their paycheck. I think the message is skewed and it's false when you praise their efforts and at the same time you don't pay them. And I think it's political folly as well, John. Listen, the folks outside, this is an inside the Beltway game. When they start talking about appropriations and the cloture rule in the Senate, all the folks outside the Beltway know is the Republicans won the House and the Republicans won the Senate. And we control both chambers of that body. And they're not getting into the fine details of what's transpiring in this legislative dust-up. The public outside wants us to govern. And frankly, it kind of brings it to mind, well, are these Republicans I thought they promised there'd be no shutdowns. I thought they were looking to help turn things around and provide solutions. So I think we have this opportunity to show that we are consistent in our principles. We want immigration reform, but we're competent to govern.
Do you worry that there may be vulnerability on cyber attacks and those aspects of Homeland Security?
I'll tell you, John, the range of responsibilities that Homeland Security has is really rather substantial, and it's good it's all under one roof, but you got aviation security, you got maritime security, you got cybersecurity, you got border security, and it is a border-centric agency, and there's a lot of security issues that are involved in that, and the fact of the matter is that it is it's a real challenge, and I have a lot of empathy for Jay Johnson. You're asked to lead a department of over 200,000 people. Multiple missions. I mean, we've got to throw in the Coast Guard. They got multiple things they do. And you're asked to try to plan the year, send out grants, work with the state and local officials, beef up your cybersecurity team. And the list goes on and on. But by the way, we're going to use you as a political pawn. It's pretty tough to plan and prepare and provide the kind of effective leadership that you want when you don't know from week to week or continuing resolution to continuing resolution. You're going to have the money to do the things that you need to do.
I'm going to ask you one inside the Beltway question, Tom Ridge.
All right. I'm still here, so I guess hopefully I can answer it.
Should John Boehner go in the House as Speaker?
No, I think John Boehner has a really difficult job. But what I'd like to see my friend John Boehner do is take the clean bill from the Senate, put it on the floor of the House, up or down vote, and all those people, all those Republicans, and even I think probably more Republicans that just say to the world and to the men and women Homeland Security, we don't care about you having to pay your bills. We're just going to use you as pawns or hostages in the game. I believe he would get the majority of the Republicans and the majority of the Democrats to vote for it, and let those who want to go off into this, in the never-never land of this inside the Beltway game, let them go and do their own thing. But I think that if John brought it to the floor, I think he'd pass. It would be passed overwhelmingly.
Tom Ridge, former Secretary of Homeland Security and former Governor of Pennsylvania. Thanks so much.
Great pleasure to join you. Look forward to talking to you again, John. Thank you very much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.